When I gave you my heart, it was not what you wanted. And now the walls say your name, and the pictures are haunting. Does my ring burn your finger? Does my love weigh you down? Was her promise too much to keep around? Place to play in the whole world. So thanks for coming out. I think I speak for Brady too when I say that. Well, I do a lot of tuning. I just got one guitar. It's real old. It doesn't hang in there too good, so bear with me between songs. This one's kind of mushy. It's called I Don't Mean Me.
Thank you.
Jim Lauderdale check. Who knows, you guys know about Jim Lauderdale? I gotta ask about this everywhere I go. He's one of my best friends, and we wrote the song, next song together. He's a great singer-songwriter, pretty entertaining individual. And, we wrote this next song, it's called Sometimes I Cry About It. A friend of ours we lost about a year ago, right about now, named Don Lindley. you probably heard him playing drums on Lucinda Williams' record. It was Dave Allen's and mine and Julie's and a bunch of stuff. And this song's for him. And I better put a capo on. I do this every night too. You know, I'm not that good at this. This is all this touring thing. It's the first time I've been out on my own. No, I love it though. I mean, I can't believe that all you people came out. It's so nice. It really blows my mind. And I want to do it some more now. But I forget to do things like tune up and put on capos and remember words to songs. And I think I'm about set. Moments when I could swear seems like you were just here. Yeah. for dialing. Thanks a lot. Well, this is a funny little song. Hank Williams actually wrote the words to this next song, but he never got to record it. And when his son was pretty young, Hank Jr. found the words and put some music to it, and he recorded it pretty early on, and then nothing really came of it, and I kind of found it and dug it, and it sort of works in this little thing. It's called My Little Cajun Baby. That was a capo on in the wrong tuning. And it'll only get worse.
See you.
Thanks a lot. Well, if the guitar wasn't out of tune before that one, I'm sure it's out now. This next song is called 100 Million Little Bombs. It's on a record I had out, actually. Thanks a lot. Had the record out a couple years ago, I think, called Poison Love, and I was hoping, you know, wishful thinking that I wouldn't have to be singing this song for too many years. Not because I didn't like it, but it deals with all the devastation to mostly real tiny children that uncleared landmines are bringing, and there's still about 100 million of them left in a lot of the world, and that's this song. Thank you. On the drums tonight, I have one of my best friends for the last 6 years. I'm so happy he made this tour with me. And he plays that kind of Cajun baby stuff real good because he's from Shreveport, Louisiana. His name's Brady Blade on the drums. I'm sure you've seen him many times. And on the bass, my good friend Sergio Banish, who also plays that Cajun stuff really good, and I'm not sure why. I think they have to go do something out on their own there. A minute, hold up. I said, this is great. I'm having the best time. You got to come over next time. So next time, she will. And in the meantime, this is the song she wrote. Thanks very much. But this next song is an old Tomty Hall song. I don't even want to tell you how long I've been doing it. But the first time I heard it, which was right after he had come out, I loved it so much, I just learned it, and I feel like it's mine even more. Sure enough, when I got to do a record for High Tone, it was the first song I recorded. Actually, I recorded with my buddy Gerf Morlix, who some of you might know from Lucinda Williams. Yeah? Oh, good. Well, he and I played in every stinking honky-tonk in Texas in the 70s and some of the 80s, and we played this song every night, and I still love it. If you love somebody, love, follow them wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. And if you love somebody, love, then you know where your heart needs to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I know if you've seen her, you tell me, cause you are my friend. Well, I gotta find her, find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she isn't here, follow by the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Cause she used to get mad, she'd say that she'd go back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Obsessive little love song, following you all around. I don't know, when I wrote this set list up, like I said, I'm not a professional. I should have thought about these things. This next song's a real, maybe even a little bit more obsessive love song. I wrote this one, it's called My Love Will Follow You. Take your suitcase and take your heart. Take a train to the boulevard. My love will follow you. My love will follow you. You can try to lose yourself downtown. You can burn. Thank you. Well, this next song isn't quite as obsessive, but it does show signs of a very sick mind. Gibson song, can't keep away from either one. Thank you. couple nights ago, I realized while I'm playing that song, I'm doing, when I grew up watching these, you know, country TV shows, it's just the funniest thing. You see these guys singing the saddest songs with these, usually slow songs, but the sad country songs with these big smiles on their face. And playing what I used to affectionately call the Nashville idiot strum. And like playing just one, you know, you just see the hand move like that. The whole band's like really working, but the guy singing had a big smile on his face with a sad song and just a hand. I found myself doing that and feeling pretty good about it. I better get off this thing. I think that's good. Well, back to sad songs that are slower. And then we'll do some sad songs that are faster. This is a song, actually, this gal, Leanne Womack, cut this next song. A real, real pretty version of it. Made me want to sing it when I heard her sing it. It's a song Julie and I wrote called Don't Tell Me.
Don't tell me to stop loving. don't tell me to stop loving you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Lucinda Williams sang with me on this next song, one of my favorite people. You wreck up my heart with your careless love. This one with two different sets of words, two kind of different occasions. I recorded one sort of, and then I found out a little while later, Emmylou Lou Harris recorded another version of the same song with different words, and I never would have recorded the one I did had I known. But kind of funny. This is called Don't Listen to the Wind, and one she did is called All My Tears. If you ever heard her Rick and Ball record, you might hear a little similarity in the thing, but that other one. Thank you.
yeah, the lovers couldn't set me free. She haunts me like the winds that blow with the memory I won't let go. Every face is hers, it seems, but when I sleep, she's in my dreams.
But this has been, thanks to you guys coming out, which I can't believe, here at the Paradiso, the greatest place in the world, with Sirio and Brady, our great tour manager and sound man, Jan back there. It's been much more fun than I thought it would ever be. And this song slows things down again, sorry. But I love doing the slow ones, so once in a while I'll do a fast one in between. This was my favorite thing I think I got to record. It's an old song Roosevelt Jameson wrote, and then you don't really think of it as a country song, but it kind of is anyway. Way up there.
Thank you.
repertoire up here.
Is that what you call a repertoire?
It's kind of running out. We're going to do one more for you. Thank you so much. You've just been the greatest audience, and this has been a real thrill for me. This is a song called Hold My Head. Thank you so very much. But I did warn you, I'm kind of out of songs. But we'll be glad to give it a shot anyway.
Say, son, what is your alibi?
stood in the crowd, and she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold went home, in a long black veil, she cried over my home. She walked me through in a long black veil. She lifted my grave with a nothing
thank you.
Thank you.
Great to play, sir, your band. Thank you. You've been great. Oh, I brought a bunch of CDs if anybody wants them. I've got to sell them to get rid of them. I'll be back there somewhere. Thank you. Glad to be there. This is so much fun. I'm gonna have to do it again. Not the song, I mean. Thank you. out there. Bye-bye.